Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I thought I knew Australian history growing up. I knew a version of it, not incorrect as such, but definitely not nuanced or the full story. The skeletons were in the closet about some things, particularly in relation to the Indigenous people of Australia. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I encountered more stories, more history, and I realised that there was more, a lot more, to the story. Many things unsavoury, unjust, prejudiced, cruel, wrong. That meant I reassessed the history of the land of my birth. I mention this because this week I listened to a podcast about Australia and the Pacific region, and I felt I was ignorant all over again. And as I was learning many new things, some of which I wish hadn't happened. I suppose part of getting older is always learning more about the past because, if nothing else, you have more past. But also perhaps because increased age gives you more of a vantage point to see where you've come from. At this time, Christendom celebrates the festival of Pentecost. This year, the celebrations of Eastern and Western Christendom are a week apart. But whenever it is celebrated, Pentecost recalls the coming of the Holy Spirit upon those public witnesses and Peter's message in Jerusalem about what was happening, how the crowd could hear messages in their own native languages about the mighty works of God, about who Jesus is and what he has done for all people. Often Pentecost is associated simply with the Christian church, and somewhat erroneously its beginning. Nevertheless, the accounts we hear are exciting, dramatic, powerful, with 3,000 people being baptized in response. Now, Pentecost has two messages, one about Jesus and the other about us. You see, the context of talking about Jesus and what he did was that humanity was separated from God, alienated from God, dead to God, and Jesus came to give people life with God. There are always two messages when speaking about God, because God is never something abstract or remote in relation to us. To talk about God means to talk about, or imply, things about humanity. If God is knowledge or enlightenment, then humanity is described as ignorant or unenlightened, and this shapes the relationship with God as people become enlightened. If God is linked to a place, then people should behave in particular ways in relation to that place. It is not often read in the Pentecost readings, but after Peter had preached, Luke records in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" The story of a gracious and faithful God, the story of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, is a story that reveals that people sin. People are afraid, are cruel, are guilty, are anxious, and people one day will die. This mightn't be new knowledge as such, but often these sorts of things we like to minimize or push away or even deny. But to come face to face with Jesus and his cross means coming face to face with why. Because we, you, me, all people need rescuing and a new life. This is part of the story, the history, the truth of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit wants each generation, each century, to meet Jesus, and part of that story is the diagnosis of the human spiritual condition, which can be the history we'd rather not see or know. But see it, and know it, we must. Which is why in worship, the divine service begins with confession and absolution. And Pentecost continues. And the followers of Jesus can still talk about God's mighty works through words, water, bread and wine, and also live with God each day. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you sent your Holy Spirit at Pentecost, making the disciples bold to preach the good news. Send us out with the power of the same Spirit to spread the fire of your love. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.